Now, for years, there's been a perception that Apple and Microsoft just don't play well together. But in today's digital workspace, that divide may be more myth than reality. With more South African SMEs turning to Apple devices, what does this mean really to run a Mac in a Microsoft-driven world? And what are the opportunities and perhaps the hidden challenges for business owners? I want to explore that in a little more detail with Lance van der Molen from iStore Business. Lance, a very warm welcome. And as I've just said, many business owners still believe that Mac and Microsoft don't mix. Where does that myth come from? And why do you think it's outdated?
Well, I think it was a very intended thing from an Apple point of view. If you recall, in the early 2000s, there was the PC guy, the Mac guy. It was a great marketing campaign, a great advert at the time. That myth has continued on and over the
almost
last
like
few
the
years.
Coke and Pepsi
yes,
debate, right?
Yes, the Coke and Pepsi debate. When we look at where we are at the moment, it's very much I'm a producer guy. I produce output, digital output, whether that is an Excel report or if that is a video. So we're starting to see that the acceptance of a platform is the norm. The productivity output is what people are being measured by. Microsoft themselves have invested heavily in making sure that the tools that they produce work exceptionally on the Apple platform. So much so that we see Microsoft on keynotes with Apple and Apple on keynotes with Microsoft when they launch products. Every one of the current Microsoft products are launched on Apple and Microsoft at exactly the same time. So we've seen that adoption and acceptance by the industry leaders.
So no real worries there for SMEs?
Not from an SME point of view at all. Everything works perfectly. In fact, what we do find is some of the applications are perhaps sometimes a bit more intuitive on the Apple platform. That's just because of the Apple interfaces.
So let me ask you this. Security is a hot button issue. I'm sure that you would agree with me. Are there reassurances that you can give SMEs that Macs align with Microsoft's compliance and governance standards? I mean, that's critical to the peace of mind for any business, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What we like to promote is very much get as much as you can out of the Apple platform. What people don't necessarily understand is that Apple ships with antivirus, anti-malware as part of the solution. What we like to do is enable that within the Microsoft world. So we do a layered security approach with Microsoft. Microsoft Defender, a great product that comes with the Microsoft productivity suite, works perfectly with the Apple environment. I was pleasantly surprised a few years ago dealing with Microsoft with an Apple. We raised a security risk with Microsoft, and within an hour they had responded. They had updated their security addresses around the world, and they pushed that out. Mm. So they respond in the same way that they would on any of the other product sets. And from an SME point of view, the choice really is around what should I use for my end users and my workers.
Lance, some owners might fear, security aside, that switching to Mac could disrupt existing systems. It's critical that that transition happens seamlessly.
Yes. What I said earlier around the fact that people now view a productivity worker, it's no longer a Mac guy or a PC guy, it's no longer a knowledge worker. It's about how much productivity I can get in an hour. Part of the programs that we do offer is that ability for people to switch, the switcher training, the acceptance of those kind of things. So yes, we do see some hesitancy amongst some of the more PC-based people. But if you use an iPhone or an Android device, the transition is very, very easy into the Apple ecosystem.
Let me push you a little bit further on that. For cost-conscious SMEs, how do they weigh upfront investment in a Mac against longer-term gains in productivity and reliability? What kind of sums do they need to do in their head?
5, 6, 7 years ago, we were really pushing hard on the total cost of ownership. We're very proud of the fact that Apple's been able to launch the MacBook Air for the last 5 years at under $1,000 every year, while we've seen an increase in the PC prices of between 10 and 15% per year. So right out of the bat at the moment, tag for tag, Apple is actually cheaper. So much so that on a good knowledge worker device, we're looking at between 3 and 5,000 Rand entry level, a Mac is cheaper. So that myth of Apple being more expensive is no longer an issue when you actually start looking at the tag prices for the devices.
And Lance, in a hybrid work environment such as we operate in right now, where staff are often mixing devices and platforms, Mac obviously needs to fit into that blended reality.
In the Microsoft world, that all is linked via what we call Azure ID, the old Active Directory. that username and password that you had to log on to your work email is the same username and password you'd log on to your Mac. As part of the modernization of device management and identity, Microsoft has embraced that extensively. So when I'm using a Mac and I see you sitting here with a Windows device, I'm quite capable of sharing things with you via Teams or email, via Outlook, etc. The difference being those are all cloud services now. So it doesn't really make much difference around what your endpoint is.
You'll agree with me that tech choices, again, for small businesses can often be intimidating. It's also beyond the initial purchase. It's the support after the fact, so to speak.
From an iStore point of view, we're very excited about our tech desks that we've got at all of our 42 locations around South Africa, where we are able to assist and help a small business in that transition, get them up and running very quickly, move them from their existing tech stack onto the Apple ecosystem. Once on the Apple ecosystem, we are able to enable some really nice functionality Apple calls Apple Continuity, which then allows you to do work on your phone, on your iPad, or on your Mac. So if you start an email on your iPhone and you suddenly realize it's going to be longer than what you expected, you can put your iPhone down and continue exactly where you were on your Mac.
Just a final one. A lot of, again, small businesses might see choosing a Mac simply as a tech upgrade. Convince me that it's a strategic move for growth-minded SMEs.
Okay. If you look at the cost of a device nowadays and the longevity out of the device, when you're buying at the top of the cycle, i.e. when a device is released from an Apple point of view, we're seeing at least 6-7 years of operating system support. What does that mean? It means you can use that device for at least 7 years within your organization without worrying about your security updates, your operating system updates. Even then, we still see value in those devices. We've got a great trade-in program where we are able to trade those devices in and show significant value at the end of the life cycle of those devices. So strategically, it's not just a upfront cost of saying, I'm going to use it for 4 years. You can recycle that device throughout your organization. We see people who are using devices for trainees, entry-level people that have been using for 5-6 years.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Lance van der Molen from iStore Business. Appreciate you coming in today.